tough, smart, and water jug. There are two big, shiny black ravens who are brothers, but are different in several ways. One is bigger and tougher, and one is smaller and smarter. Now, the bigger one we call Tough. He bosses the little one around a lot, the one we call Smart. One day, they were flying along last summer in northern Montana when he happened to fly over the Blue Heron Ranch. It was the fourth year of drought, and so things were so very, very dry. "Boy, I'm thirsty. I hope we find water soon. If we don't, I think I'll croak."
"Me too, bro."
"Bro, look. Isn't that a water jug on the picnic table down there?"
"Whoa, it is. And it looks like it has water in it."
"Yes, yes, it does. Let's go down and get a drink." They flew down, landed on the picnic table, and Tough pushed Smart out of the way, as usual, saying,
"Me first."
Then he found that the neck of the water jug was too small to put his head in, and his beak couldn't reach the water.
"I can't reach it,"
he said in a frustrated caw. Tough stepped back, looking puzzled, while Smart tried. Even though he was a bit smaller, he couldn't reach it either.
"Let's tip it over."
"But if we do, we'll spill most of it," answered Smart.
"I don't care. A little is better than none. Come on, help me push it over."
So they tried to tip the water jug over, but it had a very heavy bottom, and they couldn't do it. Then Tough had an idea, and he flew away and came back around, tried to fly at it to knock it over, and he missed. Oh, very embarrassing.
"I'm not wasting my time here," Tough said. "I'm going to look somewhere else."
"Wait, I have an idea. If we..."
"Oh, you and your smarty ideas. I'm out of here."
And off Tough flew. But Smart remembered that when he was back in Raven School, he had learned about something called displacement. So he got an idea and flew down to the ground, and he picked up a pebble and dropped it into the water jug. Then he got another. Now when the pebbles were dropped into the jar, they took up room. Room where the water had been. So the water had to get out of the way to find another place to be. It was displaced. That's why they call it displacement. The only way that the water could go to get out of the way was up, of course. It's working! It's working! Yes, it's working! And another. Oh, yes, the water was starting to come up. Do, 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 do. Yeah, ravens sing. Oh, ho, ho, da, 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 da. Ah. Oh, and finally it was close enough to the top and he tucked his beak in. Oh, that water tasted so good. We needed a little more, so I got another pebble. And another. And it came back up again. And oh, the water was so good. He had been so very thirsty. He would have shared it with his bossy brother, but he was long gone. So Smart flew off satisfied, and so happy that he had paid attention in Raven School. When my cousin Chris came back out of the ranch house to get the water jug that he'd left out, he saw the pebbles in it, and at first was quite puzzled. He held it up and looked at it. But then he figured that someone was both very thirsty and pretty smart. From then on, during the dry season, he always put out a pan of water so that all the creatures can get a drink.